In southern Sudan's capital of Juba yesterday, a funeral service was held for former rebel leader turned Sudanese Vice President John Garang. The 60-year-old Garang died early last week in a helicopter accident. His death came just 21 days after he joined a government of national unity as part of a peace agreement to end more than two decades of civil war in southern Sudan. David McGuffin reports from Juba.
Outside All Saints Catholic Cathedral, a choir sings one of John Garang's favorite hymns. In front of the cathedral, his coffin, draped with South Sudan's black, red, and green flag, sits on a podium flanked by several African leaders, his family, members of his former rebel movement, the president of Sudan, and his successor, former rebel military leader Salva Kiir.
John Garang's well and vision shall not perish after his departure.
Speaking of Garang's legacy, Kiir pledged to continue, not just with the implementation of the North-South peace agreement negotiated by Garang, but with his efforts to bring peace to the whole of Sudan, including Darfur.
As my late brother used to say, you cannot have peace in South Sudan when war rages in the east and west of Sudan. That is hardly comprehensive peace.
Deadly riots broke out in Juba and in Khartoum after the news broke last Monday of Garang's death. But there was no violence in Juba during the funeral. Only sorrow and a dignified calm, despite the lurking presence of thousands of northern government troops on the streets. During the funeral service, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir pledged to implement the peace agreement fully and gave new southern leader Salva Kiir a hug in front of the crowd. But part of that peace agreement includes the right of South Sudan to separate from the north in 6 years' time, a solution John Garang didn't approve of, but Salva Kiir might. Dan Ife is publisher of the southern-based Sudan Mirror newspaper.
Garang, number one, was a unionist and really pushed that line, particularly of late, and believed in that thing. And that's very serious now, because Salva will not push the same thing, same agenda, and he doesn't share the same vision as Garang on that one, and will not be able to articulate it as strongly. This will create a lot of suspicion in the north towards Salva. They won't like him very much.
After a week of rioting in the wake of Garang's death, there were real fears that South Sudan would slip back into the warfare that claimed 2 million lives. And yet, by the end of Garang's funeral, the mood of the crowd was positive, a feeling that their leader's vision of peace may yet still have a chance. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin.